Compensation management. Desk costs. Questions agents. Should ask a broker, buyer's agents, unlicensed assistant activities, and paying an assistant. The cost of associates. The cost for each associate is known as desk cost. When budgeting for monthly expenses, the cost of each agent's existence in the office is calculated to understand what each associate costs the company. If the budget calls for $300,000 in expenses for the year and there are 15 agents in the office, then each agent's desk cost is $20,000. Therefore, each agent must make over $20,000 to have made any money for the owner/broker. When you have agents who do not produce, the best solution is to train, train, and continue to train. If this does not work, then an owner must let that agent leave the brokerage, since they would not be covering their desk costs. Commission splits. Desk costs. If an agent gets 100% of the compensation, then it is expected that the agent will pay a monthly fee to the broker, called a desk cost or desk fee. This agreement must be in writing. The agent still represents the broker, and the broker's name is on all legal documents. An agent receives 50% of the compensation. She sells a property for $400,000 with a 6% broker's compensation rate. The agent made $12,000. An agent would need only 2 sales like this to pay his desk cost if it were the $20,000 desk cost in the paragraph above. Most properties are co-brokered. Co-brokered means one brokerage firm lists the property by an associate and another company represents the buyer. In this example, if the sales price was $400,000, the commission was 6%, and the sale was co-brokered, each agent would receive $6,000. In the $20,000 desk cost discussion, the agent would need to sell 4 properties at this sales price to cover his company's desk cost. Compensation splits and fees paid to sponsored agents or cooperating brokers are determined by the broker of record. Questions a new agent would want to ask a brokerage. A new agent interviewing with a brokerage firm would want to ask, bullet, what is the commission split for a new agent? Bullet, what commission does the broker require from the seller? Bullet, at what point does the commission split change to the advantage of the sales associate? Bullet, what is the desk cost that I am expected to cover? Bullet, how long do you expect it will take me to achieve that desk cost? Buyer's agents. When deciding to recruit buyer's agents, look for those with an accredited buyer's representative, ABR, designation. Adding buyer's agents to your brokerage frees up the appointment calendar so your team can work on multiple business opportunities, buyers and sellers, at the same time. Paying a buyer's agent is as diversified as the agents who desire to be only a buyer's agent. The experience and skill of the individual will help determine their compensation. One example is that the buyer's agent is an employee of the team leader. The agent could be paid a salary as an employee. Another method of compensation for the buyer's agent is that the agent could be paid a referral fee of the total commission of the buying side of the transaction. Some agents receive a 30% referral fee for the first closing on a referred buyer and a lesser referral fee on any future business from that referred buyer. Another arrangement is that on the first referral of a month, the fee is 25% to the buyer's agent, the next referral is 30%, and the next is 50%. Each month, it starts over again. The incentive is for the buyer's agent to continue to be motivated for each new referral. There should always be a written agreement that the prospect or client belongs to the team leader or rainmaker. All terms and conditions should always be in writing and signed by all parties. Employment and compensation of personal assistants. Busy real estate license holders often hire personal assistants. While there is no requirement that the assistant be licensed, there are certain activities an assistant cannot perform if the assistant is unlicensed. Unlicensed assistants may bullet answer phone calls, bullet register prospects, bullet greet prospects and give general information about the area, bullet type correspondence, bullet schedule appointments, Bullet, be a closing or transaction coordinator. Bullet, telemarket, if not soliciting for listings or buyers. Unlicensed assistance, may not. Bullet, show properties to buyers and answer real estate-related questions about listings, closings, financing, title issues, market conditions, and slash or market values. Bullet, host open houses and discuss the above information with a prospect. Bullet, negotiate, write, or amend any transaction. Bullet, receive a commission or percentage of a commission based on a real estate transaction. Because of the high level of control that the agent has over a personal assistant, the assistant should be set up as an employee of the agent or the firm. All job functions and expectations of a personal assistant should be clearly outlined in the company employee handbook. Consult your tax advisor when in doubt. Paying an assistant. You should start with a part-time assistant for financial reasons, then go to a full-time assistant. It has been shown that an agent's income increases significantly once an assistant moves on to their payroll. Instead of missing the income you are spending on an assistant, agents report they produce enough to cover the assistant and see an increase in their personal production. Some brokerages employ assistants who can help agents perform administrative tasks to save them time. However, these assistants work for the brokerage and perform tasks for several agents at the same time. Agents can hire their own personal assistants who will work just for them. In this case, agents are responsible for compensating their own personal assistants. Most agents pay an assistant hourly, plus a bonus on each property after it closes. Minimum $10 per hour to $1 per hour based on prior experience and whether or not the assistant is licensed or not licensed. Some agents pay a salary. The hiring agent needs to consider whether they will pay health insurance, vacation days, and/or sick days prior to the initial interview. An incentive bonus is also a possibility with a salaried assistant. A flat fee for a predetermined production figure that is reached is one method of giving a bonus to the assistant.